Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
My name is Mara Hewitt.
Hi, Mara. How are you doing today?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, before we go ahead and get started, I did just want to confirm some basic information for you here.
Okay.
Again, this is a recorded line. I have your first name here as Mara. Is that Mara? Last
Yes.
name Hewitt, Hewittit?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And the best phone number for you here is 619 area code 6355994. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, great. Okay, and at this point, have you already found an attorney to assist you on filing a claim, or this would be the first time?
This will be the first time.
This would be the first time. Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that right?
Right, correct.
Okay, were you the one that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And are you currently a US resident?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. After using hair relaxers, were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Which of the cancers were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
I see. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay, so we're going to try to see if we are going to be able to assist you. I do actually need to ask you for your exact date of diagnosis. Do you have that date?
Okay. Yes, hold on. Let me just hold on.
Okay.
Hold on real quick.
Yeah, take your time.
October 9th, 2023.
October 9th of 2023. Okay. And I know there's the 619 area code, San Diego. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And so you were diagnosed in California. Is that also correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so I can go ahead and grab some information here. The doctor
Okay.
that diagnosed you, do you happen to have their name?
Yes. It's Dr. Marianne Alperin.
Got
She's an
it.
OBGYN.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. And you saw her, looks like in, is that La Jolla?
Yes.
Okay, got it. UTC? Okay, got it.
Ms. Forrest, she's the
Okay.
police
Okay, thank you so
And then this,
much.
you want the second doctor as well?
Yes, who was the doctor that had treated you?
Yeah, Stephen, Dr. Stephen Plax, MD of Oncology.
And did you say that was Stephen Plack?
Yeah, Plaxe.
XE. Okay, got it. Thank you. Perfect, I found him as well. Okay, great. Okay. All right, and now the next few questions I have are going to be about your usage for hair relaxer. Did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were
Yes, I
diagnosed?
use it 5 to 6 times in 1 year.
5 to 6 times a year. Okay, got it. Okay, got it. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
10/15/77.
Okay, and you said that was October the 15th of 1977, is that right?
Correct.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, they did the breast cancer test, one and two, and they both came out negative.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's great to hear that, you were not also additionally diagnosed with that. Thank you so much for sharing that
Right.
information with me. Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was also affected by hair relaxers similar to you or not to your
No.
knowledge? No. Okay, and it was primarily the state of California that you use hair relaxers, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you remember how either how old you were or what year it was when you had started using the hair relaxers?
Gosh, that was a long time ago. Let me
Or do you
see.
remember like kind of like the age frame, like was it high
It was in
school?
June. It was started
Okay.
in June of 1997.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put that. And just since we of course can't have a date, I'll just go ahead and put June 1st. So I'll put June 1st of 1997. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And when would you say that you stopped using hair relaxers? When would
October
you, like,
October 2023.
Okay, got it. So pretty much right after your diagnosis then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let's go ahead and put that information in. And again, I have that date as your estimate of when you stopped as October 1st of 2023. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, got it. Okay, so that then you would easily say that you were using hair relaxers up on average 5 to 6 times a year for about 26 years. Does that sound about accurate to you? Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And did you use hair relaxers primarily in a salon or at home or both?
No, I used them at my home.
At home. Okay, got it. And would you happen to recall the, I know, you know, you had used it for a while, but in terms of the name brand, which one stood out the most to you that you used? Was it Dark and Lovely?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do have to read out this question the way it is, but typically I do have to, you know, reiterate the question for you, so I can go ahead and do that. Let me just ask it the regular way. Your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? So let me kind of break that down. So basically what they're asking is from the time that you started using it. So in this case, it would be 1997 that you started using it. So after using it regularly for 1 year, meaning 1998, from the time of 1998, did a cancer diagnosis happen at least 2 or more years after 1998 is what we're asking.
I have no idea because I only tested positive for it in October 9th of 2023.
Right. Okay. So you are able to confirm then the cancer diagnosis did occur at least 2 years after you had started using it back in the late 1990s. Okay. Perfect. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And once you were diagnosed in September, what type of treatments did you then receive? Like chemotherapy, radiation?
Right. Chemotherapy. I received chemotherapy, immunotherapy. I had a complete hysterectomy surgery, and that's it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry that you had to go through all that. Okay. And it was a full hysterectomy that you had, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you were to pinpoint an exact date of when, you know, I know there were multiple treatments, but in terms of when the first treatment had started, when would you pinpoint that date to be? Was it pretty much right after you were diagnosed in early October?
Yes.
Okay.
October 2023.
Okay, what date did you want me to put in October?
It was estimated, I'd say 4 or 5 days after my diagnosis.
Okay, so like the 13th?
If you
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put October 13th of 2023 as when your treatment started. Okay, and that, of course, is going to be by Dr. Steven. So let me go ahead and put his information here again. Okay. Okay, and for the HIPAA consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And besides your first name here as Mara and last name as Hewitt, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial or just first and last?
First and last.
Okay, got it. And may I please have your full social?
564-593-508.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll read that back. I have 564-593-508. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And I do already have an email here for you, which is going to be Mara, MaraCaroLanna, @gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you? Perfect. Okay. And the phone number is correct. And what's the best address for you?
2010. Rancho Manzanita Drive.
And how do you spell that after Rancho?
Rancho is R-A-N-C-H-O.
Mm-hmm.
Manzanita is M-A-N-Z-A-N-I-T-A Drive.
Okay. Is that in Boulevard?
Uh-huh. Yes. 91905.
Perfect. Is there a unit number or is that a house?
Yeah. House.
Okay. Got it. Okay, and at Dr. Steven's office and at Dr. Marianne's office, they are going to have the medical records that do show your diagnosis there. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And last thing I'll need here is just going to be an emergency contact. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. It's just we like having 2 phone numbers on file just in case this one gets disconnected.
Okay. 619-625-0480.
Perfect. And whose number is that?
His name is Russell Farrell.
Russell. Okay, perfect. And who is he to you?
My uncle.
Okay, thank you. All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and get this drafted up for us. What you can do in the meantime, if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, you're on speaker.
Perfect. So I'm about to send you a text message. It's going to be a link to the consent forms. So once you see it pop up on your page, you can just go ahead and click on it. But I do want to just confirm that you are confirming that you are Mara Hewitt at 2010 yes. Rancho Manzanita Drive in Boulevard, California, 91905. Is that right?
Correct.
You are confirming that your date of birth is as October 15th, 1977, with a social of 564593508. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that over. You should see it pop up on your screen. When it does, go ahead and click on it.
Okay, you texted it to me?
Yes, I texted it to your direct number, the one that we're talking on right now.
Okay, yes, I got it.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and click on it.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, and if you're not sure where to go to for the next page, just let me know what page you're on and I can walk you through it.
Okay, yeah, it's taking me and it goes a little bit slow.
Yeah, no worries. I'm in no rush at all, so just let me know when it's up. Yeah.
It's so slow. I'm sorry. I live way in the mountains.
Hey, no worries. You're good. Yeah. The most important thing is that we do get it done. So I'm in no rush here.
Okay. Yeah, it's slow. let me try moving around a little bit. There it goes. Now it's pushing in. Forward. Okay. Yes. Allow. Okay. The envelope was sent by email. Recognize. Yes. Continue. Hannah Pham.
Yes, that's me. Go ahead and click on it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. And at the very top, do you see where it says start to begin?
Yes, I'm perfect. Signing the first document.
Okay, perfect. And then once you're happy with your signature, go ahead and click at the bottom left where it says adopt and sign.
Okay, I did that.
And then you'll just go ahead and tap on any of the other yellow boxes. Then you're going to see another one pop up just asking for your initials. So just make sure your initials are in that box.
Okay. Okay, and then finish?
Yes, you can go ahead and click on finish.
Okay. I completed it.
Perfect. Okay, and then on your end, you are going to see a continue button, but you can actually exit out of that. We don't actually need you to create an account at all.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can just exit from the page. And that's basically it from now. Obviously, it is the holidays, but someone from the law firm should be contacting you soon about the case. Basically, they just want to have like a 5-minute introductory phone call with you, and then they'll start pulling your records. And in a moment here, I am going to be texting you with my direct number. So in case you ever have questions or want any updates, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll be able to assist you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, of course. Well, I do appreciate, you know, you taking the time here today. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about what you've gone through, but we do look forward to getting you some justice here, okay, Mira?
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. Merry Christmas, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.